Think about a time when you enjoyed learning. Now think about how we're taught in school. I asked questions like these and others to some of my fellow students. Here's what they said.
My name's Azeem Hill, and I'm a sophomore at West.
Hi, my name's Dan Jones. I'm a junior at Masterman, and I work with the Philadelphia Student Union.
Hi, my name is Shade Canty. I'm a junior at West Philadelphia High School, soon to be senior 2009.
Think about a time when you enjoyed learning. What happened? What was it like?
I've always been the type of person who've enjoyed learning. But more recently, I've been learning a program called FL Studio, and that's my absolute favorite. What happened was someone told me about it, and they told me I could make music. And it's just been great so far. I've made a few beats.
When I was in preschool, we played this disc, and it was like teaching us how to do things like tying our shoe. It was like some snake song, you know, like tie, twisted, all this stuff. It was like really fun. And then peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I think that was like the best, because like you feel so grown and then you learn how to do something for yourself. Like that's probably made it fun.
Mm-hmm. One time I remember enjoying learning was at my first student union retreat. I was learning about things that I had never even thought of before, like oppression, how to organize, sexism, racism. The way most of the workshops work is you start off going through some sort of like interesting experience type thing. You sort of do something sort of fun and active and interesting, and then the rest of the workshop is sort of spent breaking that experience down and sort of talking about it and coming to a conclusion. And the other piece of it is just that those discussions weren't everybody sitting in rows looking at the front of the room and here's the teacher and they're talking at you. It was sort of really loosely facilitated discussions, and a lot of times they were being led by students about what was going on, and we sat in a circle and everybody sort of had their voice respected equally, which I think was really good.
So what do you think these kinds of things tell us about how we learn best?
I think you learn best with hands-on. I mean, you're probably hands-on. Something you enjoy doing, like music, because I like music, and like we learn how to tie our shoes and learn how to make peanut butter jelly sandwiches through music, so it was fun. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that. I mean, you should learn about something like you like to do.
When we have a gateway to doing something that we want to do, we push ourselves to learn, and at the same time, we have a good time doing it because we feel like we're getting closer to what we actually want.
I think people learn best when they can listen to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like when they're in a group of people and everybody can sort of be hearing each other on the same level and really listening, and it's not about trying to impress the teacher who's facilitating the conversation.
Now think for a second. How are we taught in school?
Well, books, and they were on the board.
We usually get like workbooks and like we have to copy things down and get tested on like things that we don't necessarily want to learn. You don't want to learn because of the way school is.
Common techniques that I've seen in school are things like worksheets, lectures are a really common thing, reading out of the textbook and answering some questions about it, learning something so that you can answer it on a test.
So remember earlier when you were saying the things that you think help you learn best? How often do you get to do those kinds of things in school?
Do I get to learn what I want to learn? Usually when I have to do something extracurricular, it's usually something I decide to do because I want to do it. Or I learn things with FL Studio where I figure out what I need to learn and I go learn it because I want to know how to do it.
So you don't really get to do these kinds of things in school?
No, I do not.
Every once in a while. We don't learn in the way that you really learn best.
Now, think about what we just talked about how we're taught in school. And then think about what you said earlier about how you learn best. Are these lists similar or different?
Way different. Way different.
I think they're really different. And I think there's a reason why the way we learn best and the way we're supposed to be learning in school are really different. You see it every day. Why do you think students hate coming to school? Why do you think students are made so miserable by school? They're told that school's supposed to be a place where you come to learn, right? And learning's supposed to be a good, positive thing. And so if learning is supposed to be a positive thing, but you're not having good experiences while you're doing it, then that's why students start to hate that.
Why do you think these lists are so different? What do you think this tells us about how school is?
I think it tells us that school isn't a place where we're supposed to be learning in sort of a really human way. It tells us that school is serving a different purpose.
I guess, like, it's obvious why kids, like, drop out, because they have easier access to learning something sometimes, and applying it to their lives and sitting in school all day. And sometimes they feel as though they can make a living off of whatever they may learn. I don't feel that way, but I feel like there's probably some people out there who feel that way. So the way school is justifies the reason why some people decide they don't want to learn anymore, because the learning environments are so bad.
And they actually took the fun out of learning. So now it's just like, you need to know this because you need to know this. That's it. Mm-hmm. They're not teaching you stuff that you're going to use in your lifetime. So, like my school, they're not teaching you stuff like, I'm going to be a lawyer. They're not teaching me nothing about being a lawyer. So, like, that would be really good if they could teach you that. Then maybe it'll be interesting to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Now, think back when you were saying about a time when you enjoyed learning. What motivated you to learn?
What motivated me was how I knew it was something that I wanted to do. And at the same time, I enjoyed doing it because it was so interactive, and it was something that, even though I know I wanted to do it, I taught myself how to do it.
Now in school, what do you find is used to motivate you?
It's not really even a motivation thing sometimes. Sometimes it's just like I have to do it to get through the day or to pass the class so I don't like fail anything. But with FL Studio, it's because I want to learn it.
I think most of all, I think it's like, because I know that I have to do this, and if I don't do it, it's just like, you're not really going to be anything in life.
I don't want to do badly on my report card. And so that doesn't motivate me to learn in school. It motivates me to do what the school asks me to do. But yeah, I don't want to deal with the consequences of having a bad grade on my report card.
From hearing answers like these, it seems like in school, people aren't learning very much, and certainly not in the way that they learn best. This is a problem. If we want students to really be learning, and to be learning more in school, it seems like the best way to do that would to be to make school a place that matches the way that people learn best. Possible ways of doing this include letting students learn through doing things, through project-based learning, and also letting students learn about things that they actually want to learn about, not things that they feel are irrelevant to their lives. The best way to figure out how to change school is to listen to students, to listen to what they have to say, and to listen to how they want to learn, like I did in this piece. This is Gregory Giordano for On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union.